Who's up, Bonnie Watson Coleman? A doctor determined this week that the congresswoman from New Jersey's 12th district is cancer-free. Mike Testa, the Republican candidate for Senate in LD1, scored another line, Cape May, in his quest for organizational support in pursuit of the GOP nomination. Janice Fuller, the veteran chief of staff to U.S. Representative Frank Pallone, D6, landed a gig as president of Transmissions Projects developer Enbarrick's New Jersey Ocean Grid. Mike Ditzel, Latham Tiver, and Lee Schneider, the three Republicans, Lawman, incumbent freeholder, and Haynesport councilwoman respectively, landed organization, such as it is in Scrambled Burl CO, support as representatives of the countywide slate. John Catalano, the BRIC councilman, received the support of the Ocean County GOP for the LD10 seat occupied by retiring Assemblyman David Wolf. Who's down? Mike Lombardi and Len Sendelsky, the Edison Democratic Committee, on Thursday night denied the two incumbent Democratic councilmen support for another term. Insider NJ reporter Fred Snowflack was there. Read his coverage from the Pines Manor here. Sam Fiocchi, the affable former GOP assemblyman, seems to be losing in his bid to get back to the legislature, as Testa, see above, scored another line over Fiocchi for the party nomination for Senate in LD1. Miguelina Diaz, the acting human resources director for the State Schools Development Authority, sustained a hit earlier this week with the publication of this story detailing how she authorized an email releasing the personal identifying information of the SDA's employees. Ruth Ann Scaturo and Samantha D'Almeida. John Catalano outdueled the former BRIC councilwoman and former state assembly researcher for the LD10 assembly seat currently occupied by Dave Wolf. Frank Guillermo, dear God. Frank again. This from the press of Atlantic City, at a time when New Jersey recommends more transparency and Atlantic City has many positive developments happening, the mayor has decided to clamp down on informing the public. This week, Mayor Frank Guillermo issued a memo to all city directors, requiring them to seek prior approval in writing via email before speaking to the press about anything.